Igniting Souls Audio Blog, Episode 7, Dream Job Boot Camp, Special Edition. This episode is brought to you by Dream Job Boot Camp. Are you one of the 86% stuck in your day job? If so, discover how to go from day job to dream job. Check out dayjobtodreamjob.com/bootcamp. Hey everybody, welcome to this podcast. This is a special one, and they're all special. But this one's extra special because this is a huge passion of mine, and I love helping people who are stuck in their day job. Just this morning, somebody reached out to me and said, you know, I'm in this day job, but what I really want to be doing is coaching and consulting in this other area. And I get this so often. It's kind of like when you put out a frequency that this is something you're passionate about, people begin flocking to you. And the statistics are totally clear. 86% of us feel stuck in our day jobs. So what are we going to do about it? You know, most people, they just kind of get used to it. Maybe like Shawshank Redemption, they become institutionalized and they accept the fact that this is the way it has to be, and at least they know where their food's coming from and their paycheck and all that. But guys and gals, I'll tell you what, there is another way. And in order to go from your day job to dream job, in order to move from prison to payoff, you need a plan. And I'm going to share with you one of the first steps in the Dream Jobber plan. And this is only one of nine, and we'll share more over time. But this one is called Design Your Story. Guys and gals, this is where I see the very beginning for everybody. Everybody needs to start with a story. And many times we become disconnected from our own story. We become too familiar with it. And we forget that we have something to share with the world. Now, I'm just going to pick on one brand for a moment and use them as an example, a positive example. But you might have heard of Jillian Michaels, you know, the trainer on The Biggest Loser. Now, Jillian has a story. And Jillian tells that story. And rather than that story disqualifying her, it actually attracts people to her. You see, Jillian grew up and she was overweight and she was made fun of. She didn't like going to the lunchroom. She would hide out in the library and people began to call her Muffin Top, and she always struggled with weight and acne and all these other things. And she didn't enjoy herself or even life. She was hopeless and helpless and was even depressed. But then she got in touch with martial arts, and she loved it. And it became a real lifeline for her. And as a result, she began to get in shape, and she opened several gyms. And then she eventually was positioned as a trainer on The Biggest Loser, and that's when her empire took off. Now, I tell that story of Jillian based on what's called her guru positioning story, her GPS. It's essential. It's essential for anyone who wants to go from day job to dream job. Because let's face it, if you're stuck in a day job and you have a passion and you want to turn it into a full-time gig, you need to communicate that to prospective clients. And many times people begin the wrong way. They just say, hey, here's my products, here's my services, what's your problem, how can I solve it? And they forget to position their entire dream and their brand within a story. But what I do in Dream Job Bootcamp is I actually teach you how to position your story. There's really five different ways to do this, and we don't have time to jump into them all right now because this is only a 10-minute audio blog. But I'll let you know this, that my brand, I position it in the marketplace as a story. I say I you know, and maybe you know it, but I say I was a kid who was growing up and, you know, fell into self-injury and depression and felt stuck, and, you know, I was struggling with three questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? identity, purpose, and context. And what I discovered is that when you find the answer to those three questions, in the center is where you become a soul on fire. And my passion is to help other people, organizations, businesses, individuals, answer those three questions. Now, again, I gave you the 30-second version, but I've been able to take my story, tell it in 30 seconds, 10 minutes, 3 hours, whatever the circumstances allow. And I've been able to position it and then be able to show how I can serve other people through my products and services. Jillian has done this. I've done this. Even this guy named Arthur Borman. And if you're like, who the heck is that? You've probably seen the YouTube. It's a YouTube video. You can search for it. It has over 10 million views. It's called Never Give Up. And Arthur Borman is this guy who was in the military. He was a paratrooper, and he ended up hurting his back. He ballooned in weight, over 300 pounds, short guy, and he eventually had to walk on a cane and on a walker. In fact, he couldn't walk, and it's a sad story. They show the YouTube video with that him walking, struggling in the very beginning. But then what happens is he talks about yoga, and he begins to work over time on yoga. And in the beginning, he falls, and it's pitiful. But then as a result, by the end of the video, not only does he lose over 110 pounds, but he's running at the end of the video. And people love that video. Guess what Arthur's doing now? Arthur's in his dream job. I looked the other day, and he's actually a guru. He's a guru now. And that's what the first step of going from day job to dream job is. You position your story of how you struggled with the problem, you were overcome with an obstacle, and then you found a path, you found a way. And what you do is you create a framework. A framework is just a process of a solution. And if you create steps and then you're able to share that, you're able to help people. Right now, Arthur is being booked all over the country, all over the world, to be an inspirational speaker, to be an instructor on yoga, to talk about his story. People want to know how he did it. So my friends, guys and gals, your day job, you don't have to stay there forever, especially if you feel stuck. The liabilities of staying there are stress, burnout, depression, even suicide, not to mention Carl Jung's quote that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent. The parent who feels stuck and is stuck and acts out that disengagement to others. So what's a step you can do today? Well, obviously you can jump in Dream Job Boot Camp, and it's a crazy awesome process. But let me give you one quick step today. What's something that at least three people have asked you how to do? This could be change oil. It could be tape ankles. No joke. One of my clients tapes ankles with rock tape, and he gets paid for it, and he loves it, and he created YouTube videos and all this stuff. Here's the point. When at least three people have asked you how to do something, number one, they understand you're an expert. They recognize that you have value because they want to know what you know. And number two, you have a client base. People not only perceive you as an expertise, but there's a need for your products or services. Guys and gals, you can take the first step today. You're probably not even aware of your own guru status because it's too easy for you. You're too good at it. But other people notice. And that guru status, if you position it in a story and make it your GPS for your brand and business, you could be very close to going from day job to dream job. Well, guys and gals, I have tons more to share on this topic. Make sure if you enjoy this one that you subscribe in iTunes to Igniting Souls. If you like it, feel free to leave a review. I love to read those and touch base with you. But go to day job to dream job. .com/bootcamp and check out Dream Job Bootcamp. It is an amazing process where I get to help you personally craft your dream jobber plan. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, as Ferdinand Foch says, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. See you next time.